Let the word of my mouth and the meditation of our heart be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. The sermon for today, the fifth Sunday after the Epiphany. When in doubt, don't weed. By the Most Reverend John T. Calhoun, Jr. As far as I can remember, there are two hymns in our hymnal which refer to today's gospel, Christ's parable of the wheat and the tares. One of the hymns is, Come ye thankful people, come. Always our processional at Thanksgiving. The other is, Come, labor on, a hymn like I like to sing most perversely on the eve of Labor Day. The parable describes a man who sows good seed in his field. But while he and his men who work for him are asleep, someone else sows weeds there. When the seed begins to grow and weeds appear along with the good fruit, the farmer tells his laborers, An enemy hath done this. When the workers offer to weed the field, the farmer tells them not to, but instead to let everything grow until harvest time. Then the weeds will be bundled up and burned, while the wheat will be stored in the barn for the winter. The hymn, Come Labor On, is a call to do one's Christian duty at all times. It focuses our attention upon the workers who slept, seemingly in all innocence. The relevant verse reads, Come, labor on. The enemy is watching night and day to sow the tares, to snatch the seed away, while we in sleep our duty have forgot. He slumbered not. So the hymn calls us to vigilance, to watchfulness. The devil wants to take advantage of every opportunity which will help him get our minds off of God. He wants to distract us from what St. Paul tells us in today's epistle, that we should do everything we do in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Concentrate always upon trying to do what Christ wants us to do. When we sleep, lose our concentration, get distracted, the devil moves into the vacuum. Neither the parable nor the hymn counsels literal sleeplessness or perpetual insomnia, but it does recall Jesus' words, What I say unto you, I say unto all, watch. Come, ye thankful people, come, is interested in the whole scope of the parable rather than just one detail. It begins by dealing with Jesus' saying that the story of the field tells us the way the kingdom of God is. The verse begins, All the world is God's own field, fruit unto his praise to yield, wheat and tares together sown, under joy or sorrow grown. So the hymn tells us what the parable means overall. Life is a mixture of good things and bad things. The articles of religion say, In the visible church, the evil be ever mingled with the good. The mixed qualities we receive in life are just part of how things are. The verse continues, First the blade and then the ear, then the full corn shall appear. I need to digress here and tell you about a lovely older woman who was a member of my first parish. One thing that made her memorable was that she loved cats. She liked to reinterpret the verse to read, First the whisker, then the ear, then the full cat doth appear. This last part of the stanza focuses on the ultimate point of the parable. It reads, Grant, O harvest Lord, that we, wholesome grain and pure may be. At the end, there is going to be a separation between the bad and the good. The tares are going to be burned up, and the wheat is going to be gathered into the barn for safekeeping. We want to end up in the barn and not on the bonfire. What neither hymn addresses is what seems to me to be the most arresting and curious aspect of the parable. That is, that the farmer tells the workman not to weed the field, but to let the wheat and the weeds grow together until the harvest. Commentaries tell us that the plants Jesus is describing look very much alike, so there is real danger, as the farmer suggests, of confusing the two and pulling up things that ought to stay. It seems to me that Jesus is telling us that we are not as good as we think we are when it comes to discerning what is really good and what is really bad. We tend to be very quick to judge, certain that we know what in life ought to be preserved and what deserves to be destroyed. But the parable suggests that we should not be so certain and not too hasty to act on our imagined certainties. God's overall plan and the working out of his purposes extend far beyond just what we see in front of our noses. Even the most rigid people among us will have to admit that life shows us a vast array of gray. We cannot be absolutely sure about the meaning of everything that happens or the effect of every idea anyone holds, or the final destiny of everyone we butt heads with, and we can't even grasp the contents of our own hearts. The parable suggests, when in doubt, and we are more often in doubt than we might like to think, when in doubt, don't weed. In today's epistle, St. Paul applies the parable to our relationship to other people. He tells us that instead of being quick to weed, we should forgive, put up with what other people do, and strive for peace. We are all members of the same body. We are in this together. If parts of the body are at war with one another and not in harmony, then the whole body will be affected badly. It is far better to sing hymns together than to quarrel and hold grudges. He concludes, "Whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him." Doing that is the best way to keep our minds off weeding. And now unto God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost be ascribed as it most justly do, all might, power, majesty, dominion, and glory, now and forever.
Amen.
Amen.